We're holding the Shimon Kufz had a ches by Sif Mem Zayin, the sugya of kinim, of lice. There seem to be three different types of kinim on the market. The Mechab is causing a case of a kinim that's dovik, that's attached to the person, that bites the skin. This form said that's not really the case of our kinim. When they get to the kinim that bites the skin, the Mechab says two things. The first is, if you're able to remove it, you have to remove it. And if you did not remove it, so the shach is even ma'akiv b'di'evet. Like I'm probably someone who wants to know where he got that from. Maisi says even b'di'evet is chaytzitz. However, whatever you cannot remove, it's not chaytzitz. Now, if you cannot remove it, why is it not chaytzitz? Two reasons. One, levush, and the going chach was zolming down, because whatever you cannot remove, it's a case of miyat she'ena makbid. And therefore, it's not makbid. A lot of chilu try to get it off, but b'di'evet, the tefillah is chal. And most of the grain also, Hainu Rabbi say, this is its teva, its habitat, where it lives, where it grows, and therefore, since part of Rabbi say, also definitely get it of chatzitza.
How does that help?
It sounds like that's where it belongs, like your finger belongs on you. This is where it's mokum is. It's a chiddush, that's an interesting idea. This is the teva, how things are, not definitely get it of chatzitza. The Sitar points out the Goyshai Dura has a second type of kinim that the water goes through the kinim and certainly not makim in the tefillah. And then they say we have kinim mismanazah, which do not mice bite your skin. The shell is, you saw the Torah discussed, it sounds like maybe ours are dovik, are stuck on. So they point out the question how to apply our kinim. I mean, we have chazal, very simple mechaper. When they get to our kinim, they point out first what is a chatzitza, if it's alive, or it is a case of chatzitza. If it's mace, Bishkachu being down, the Chamud Neil, also a chatzitza. What?
Why is being alive
a reason to be a chatzitza? No, not Machal. We're saying, what we're discussing here, that means, let's say Shulchan Aruch, our case, if there's Dovik, they're chatzitza. We don't want them. We'll get to how to find them. First, the three things here. There's live, there's dead, and there's kinim, Beitza kinim. They're nits over here. The first, the Metzias is, the get to lice, is that the ones you have that are live, they're running around in your head. They're not really physically stuck on like the case of the Shulchan Aruch. But there are on top of it. So there may be dovik, each lodin. The dead ones, they don't fall out unless you take them out. Also, before they're a little bit stuck on. The main problem are the nits. The nits are the materials, they cement themselves on close to the scalp of the person. I mean, you have long hair, they're very close to the end of the hair by your scalp, and they're nourished from the zay of the head. And the only way to take off these nits, the eggs of the kinim, is. The nourishment is their zaynus is the sweat of the person.
After they hatch,
they run around the head. Before they hatch, the kinim lay eggs, and the eggs stay there for a couple of days. They're small eggs; they get bigger, bigger till they hatch.
Eggs are normally nizzled from things outside.
They're then being nourished. The swan, again, the check on the web if you want. The nourishment seems to be the zay of the person. Now, this either on the scalp. Or usually very close to the scalp. Now, to take them off, usually either you have to rip off the hair or you have to crush it. Not that simple. Some people it's easier to pull out the hair. Some of them, you have to crush the bug. You cannot pull them off the hair, usually. Either you have to crush it or yank out the hair. Or yank out the hair. People, they just don't bother to pull. They yank out. That's why there's a lot of hair in these combs over here. It's cement. Mama cemented on. You have to either crush it or they'll. Or pull it out. Now, that's what we have. We have basis kinim and kinim. Now, to clean out kinim, usually it's not that pretty easier than cleaning out basis kinim. So there's one mahalach that the Ilam likes to hang over. Sound like they're following the idea of the makaber. You do as well as you can. You take shampoo, you take the special different things that every mikveh has. You clean your hair very well. You spend 10 to 15 minutes cleaning out. Whatever you clean out, that's what you makbin. Whatever you leave behind, the nichl and getter of the Shulchan Aruch miyat she'ena makbin, and no problem. Mice is not that simple. Kalman was from, and get involved with really two different ideas on how to apply it. Let me just Shtomach, or the Kinadaya, or Berkowitz. They get involved, first you have to know, it depends upon the Isha. There are certain Noshim Lamaisa, after 10 15 minutes, they're Miyayish. Other Noshim Lamaisa, if they had more time, and they had the patience, and they're not busy with their kids, or their job, or the other things to go do, they would bet them clean out the hair. They just don't have time. People are very busy. Or they just, it's a very hard thing to go do. I mean, if they would find another Isha, if they could sit and read a book for 2 hours, another girl go through the hair, they would love to go do it, except it costs money. and has time, and they can do it. But that's when they really want to get it out. Except, who has the time, patience, and money to go deal with it? So the big shaila, why is that not the get of akpadah? That's aleph. Basically, they get involved with also communities, different ideas over here. Kiddua and Eretz Yisrael seem to have an issue of kinim. In America, very weird, is the issue of kinim. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, people who are much less makbid if they have nits in the head, they try to get the bugs out, the kinim itself, but the nits they don't really care about. Mashenkin in America, they try to get rid of everything. So the question is, how do you define who you are negate the salacha? That means you move to Eretz Yisrael, you live in Malah, Arzai. Maisa, what are you? So Berkus wants to taino that building upon the sukkah of Uman and Sif Yud Zayin, that what is the said of an Uman? An Uman is because anyone who is this matziv, this thing, they're all part of this category. They're not nechel negeder of akpado. You want to taino all people, every person in the world who would live in a place with a bayav kinim, they all wouldn't care about the nets. Therefore, anyone, all Americans, if they live in a place that bayav bugs in New York, they also wouldn't care about nets because they have no problem. So he says, Be'etzem, you can look at, like an Uman, and you go after that community where you're in, and gam yourself, yishlod, and what you're part of. What does come out of you, let's say you're personally makbid, you want to have the scepter. We know right back to Allah and Sif Aleph, the Taz and Shach, bringing down Mordechai, the Amon, Sif Yidalid, the person that has a personal akbad, it won't work. So you get about, first of all, the question of the Olam, that means that people in Eretz Yisrael go to America. And therefore, that place, people are very makbid, and they don't really seem to care, or what could they have a bayah. If I care, people in America come over here, and only they personally have a bayah, there'll be a problem. Now, to apply it, the question they first start off, let's say you clean it out as well as you can. Fine, Maisel, you come back from mikveh, you find something there. Is that chatzitza or not? So let's say you do not know something b'shas the tefillah. Is it nechel neged of chatzitza? So the Savior, you say that Tyre is marked, the question he gave specifically to Nitz, and he points out in clear Gemara. The Gemara says by the Amst of the Rabbi, Shivcha, the Rabbi, she went to mikveh, she did not know that she had an etzem ben yishnayim. She obviously didn't know. The fact she did not know she had a bone in her teeth, we did not know you have floss your teeth, or you have an aid inside Eitzel Malkum, that's not a head to make a nichel get a miyachin a makvid. The lack of idea, that's first a basic idea, lack of idea does not make a lack of akpado. A vadiya makvid. Building upon that, that person can be makvid, leads to a big issue. What happens when a person in the are makbid on kingdom? The are makbid on Beitza kingdom. What happens in that case? So first they tell Wavy Noshim not to check it right afterwards. Wait a couple of days. Because if you check it right afterwards and you find things, possibly you'll have a big problem going back to the mikvah.
Does it help? Let's know about this.
No, because when you find it a couple of days later, it could be that it came later. They'll get to Allah for the
Chavifah. If it was earlier, then she does be initial.
No, so the question, let's say she spent, she thought she spent her time. I mean, it's two things here. One thing is, Isha thought she spent her time, and another type of Isha did not spend enough time on it. You didn't spend enough time, it's a great question. I don't have a clear answer how to answer that question. Practically, what to do with Nashim, who really do care, just don't have the time for it. But if they had the time, they would do it. That means if you know that you can sit down for 2 hours and someone check through every year, there are people, they tell me that you pay them money, you pay them 100 shekels, 200 shekels, they'll sit and go through every strand of the year for 2-3 hours. And if you had the money and the time to read a book, why not? Why not? Now, some people are not makbid. They wouldn't do it. But if the person is makbid, I don't have a good answer for that question. Why is there not a chiv to go do that? They know they're there. It's there. Someone is there. People spend 10, 15 minutes, unless you're very short here, to not go through every strand. It's there. And the money didn't get involved with it. How much of makbid? I mean, it depends. Do they have the time or not? Now, if people do all the time and don't do it, Echlami, me and Jenna makbid, virtually Eretz Yisrael. In America, you still have a problem. Again, I've asked people, I'm not going to clear answer. I don't know how to answer this question on the people who are makbid. A lot of people, so maybe the best age is to maybe get on being makbid. Learn to be part of society, become part of the kutz of Eretz Yisrael. Once you come here, become part of Eretz Yisrael. Yishlodim. Fine. Sefem Ches is three different sukkahs over here. One, the kavod being tovel. The second sukkah. What? If she is not again in Eretz Yisrael, you can say. You can say,
yeah,
no, you can't say that. You have to be for real. It's like, I'm not makabel the Lashon Hara. But what do you have to say? No, that doesn't work that way. You know, if you hear Lashon Hara, doesn't work that way. And Shuva is a good shalom among the Achoinim. Okay, I tell a person I'm Meichel, I'm not really Meichel. Okay, that's not shalom among the Achoinim, is that good Mechila. That's Vom Shuvalayim. And not like to get a Vachpado. But the Siv Mem Chesed, three sugyas. One, the sugya have Kavonah to be Tavil. The second sugya negate in the Tzniyas. And the third sugya, when you come out from mikvah to be pegeh first, your friend, and not something that's tummy. So go through three things. First, gemara being toivel, we have a clear gemara chulin daf lamed aleph. Machlek is rav and abyechin. What happens if she fell into the mikvah by accident? What's the lacha? Rav says neged labaylo lemaised smuter not for tumo not for truma. Mash enkin abyechin says it's not a good tefillah. Machlek rav abyechin. Gemara comes along to dashin from pesukim. Shall had a dashin from pesukim. Come along with seisim machlek among the rishonim. It means that most Rishonim, the Ben Echnenel, the Rambam, the Smag, the Maestro, the Maker, the Paschal Rav, Rabbi Yechon, the Lachri Rav, that the Tefillah, Blik Havon, is Nichol to get out of Tefillah. The Gam, he brings down all the Rishonim, not the way, the Rabban, the Rashbo, the Goyes Oshri, brings down the Marich, the Rekech, the Ben Yeruchim, they Paschal, like Rabbi Yechon, the Shalom of the Reisa, so of the Reisa, the Chomimo, and therefore, if a Tefillah, Blik Havon, would not be Nichol to get out of Tefillah. Allah, the Maestro, Machlik, Machab, verse Ramo, Mechava paskins without kavon nichol neged of tefillah. Of course, why do you say paskin like this? The Maaseh Ramo comes along and says v'yesh lahachmi lechatchilo. Therefore, the Shach says only lechatchilo, but neged to brocha, not to make a brocha. Therefore, we take on both ways this halacha. That means lechatchilo, the halacha is to be toivel a second time, but the Maaseh not to make a brocha. Now, go through different cases over here. How to apply this Indian over here? The first one I start off with is this dependent upon the sugya of mitzvah tzrichas kavana or not tzrichas kavana? We know it's shaila in Gemara Hashanah, the Gemara Pesachim. Do we need to have kavana for mitzvahs? We pass in our chayin simit samach. There are mitzvahs deraisa of vadi ni kavana. By mitzvahs derabbanon, it's a shaila. And we pass in also lechumro, lechatchilo, the ni kavana by case of derabbanon. Is the idea tefillah in the mikvah by kavana dependent upon the sugya of mitzvah tzrichas kavana? Come on, Rishonim, they ask this question. So there's one mahalach, it does not depend upon the sugya. The Banan Chulin and the Ranan Chulin and the Pesach Teshuva send you to Advaz to discuss this question. They want to mechalk in different types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, take the lulav. You should go do that. The mitzvah is the lulav. The idea of tefillah, so the Ramban and the Ran, is not the tefillah itself. It's a tefillah to be mate ish labaylo. To mate you eat shumo. Shechita is not for the shechita, to matter the baser. It's a hechsher mitzvah. Since the nichol is going to be machsher, hechsher, the mitzvah over here, to do a second pool over here, it's not dependent upon machlokes mitzvah shechitz kavano, because the mitzvah itself is betzem latashmish, which is a second stage over here. So the shechita is to be matter the baser, the tefillah is matter ish labaylo, it's keen idea of a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore it's not nichol sugi mitzvah shechitz kavano. The way Rosh Shlomach says over moedim azmanim, or maybe a drop different. He said there are two different types of mitzvahs in the world. The mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that you to go do, not for it to be done. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want a lulav to be picked up, wants you to pick up the lulav. He doesn't want a shofar to be blown, want you to blow the shofar. Then there's certain mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the mitzvah to be done. Example, he says, let's say you stole something and Vahishav is a gzela, give the gzela back. You no kavana to make Vahishav is a gzela. So now you gave back the 10 shekels you stole. You want what kind of mitzvah? You have to give back another 10 shekels. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the gzeil to be back. You give back to the veidah. You have no kavanah for the mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the veid to be back. So it says of the Bechonon, nafkamino, very simple nafkamino, puravu. You have 10 boys, 10 girls. Right? You can't have all sheets, every sheet over here. You have no kavanah for the mitzvah. Now, what kind of mitzvah? The Pasuk said, l'shev zitzara. We want children in the world. So even Al-Kavon al-Maisim kind of mitzvah. Take two nafkaminas, how Shtrebach says over in Sefer. One is he says, negate to keep it over aim. Very important nafkamino. Children, especially when they're younger, we naturally listen to our parents. You can argue why. Parents, the father knows best. The father might be listening. Whatever father says, he knows best. Right, Mayor? Maskim. So whatever father says, you listen to him. Now, I'll keep it over aim. If you have no kavanah for the mitzvah, you become the mitzvah. So Rosh Shlomach, the idea is over here for the mitzvah to be done by the child, without kavanah mekayim the mitzvah. Gevaldik, shmak, because children naturally listen, without kavanah mekayim the mitzvah. He says another example, Michael. The idea is to have a gate around. You put up a mic without kavanah for the mitzvah. The idea is to have the mic and not for you to go to the Michael. Rabbi learned the safe and safer bias the gate of the sugya of Michael being sound. Rosh Shlomach says, Michael, avada, mitzvah, kavanah. It's not makib. That's all in b'di'evan, not l'chadchilo. So I went to Rav Shlomach and I asked him, you want to know the mizmanim, it's only b'di'evan, not l'chadchilo? He's like, no, even l'chadchilo. Even lechatchila, it's not a ma'akim mitzvah chavon. Even lechatchila. No, avad is in yonim, but after mitzvah chavon, there's no bayah at all mitzvah chavon. So I went back to Rebbe Lerner, Shmir's Gofa Nefesh. He told Lechanami, I'll put in his new prints. That's even lechatchila. That's not how we understood Pshat. But Lechanami, that's Dermach told me, Percy, even lechatchila. Vein again, keep it avain. No problem. Again, the avad, every mitzvah chavon and lishmo, and put in the garter, go to mikvah. But as the idea of mitzvah chavon, no problem. Asada sheni negate the sugya tilu mikvah. Other rishonim ritzkeis the eshkol the azur the guys oshi. They say depends upon the sugya mitzvahs kavana. It's the same exact sugya, and therefore they go on further. Machlokes Rav and Yechon, we pasken like Rav, and therefore we pasken mitzvahs ain't mitzvahs kavana. That means even though we pasken orachayim mitzvahs kavana, going against these rishonim, that means it comes out to Charlotte. Is it the same sugya, different sugya? The rishonim have two options: either the same exact sugya we pasken ain't mitzvahs kavana even by deraisel. That's again the Riskeis and the Eshkol. Or we pass in two separate sugyas. Why? Because this is our sugyas of Hechshir Mitzvah. It's not the sugya mitzvah itself. Now, they go through different cases. Let's say first, Isha goes swimming on day 7. So day 7, they're going to the mikvahs. Chal the tefillah. Is the Maisa, could you go to the mikvah at night again? One case is called day 7 goes swimming. Went to the ocean, went swimming. Could now go to the mikvah at night with a bracha. So first of all, they say, number one, the fact you wore a beged yam, where it's tight, you have the shach ready, le'os like tefillah. Second, we'll get to simukov tzadik test with al chafif of na'in, chutz ma'akim le'tefillah. So of course, avad is not a nafkamino. The second case, what is a nafkamino? Sounds like she was walking slowly to the mikvah, she slipped on the side and fell in. That's the case. It would be a bayah, where she was mekayim the tefillah over here. But the case, how they discuss more, is in Simon Tofresh Vav and Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippur is brought down the Shulchan Aruch that the minig is to go to the mikvah Erev Yom Kippur. The way it's brought down by the Mogavim, the Mishnah Berurah, is not only men, but even women. Now, in Chutz Laaretz, that's not the minig. In Eretz Yisrael, I have seen that being the minig. That means in Rav Reuben Shul, Rav Gold Shul, the mikvah used to be the same one for men and women, two opposite sides. In Erev Yom Kippur, the men were going and the women were going. Now, it was always Israeli women and not the American women. Fine, but we see that the Noshim go Erev Yom Kippur. So what happens if an Isha has Tefillah, go to the mikvah on Lel Yom Kippur? The halacha is she's supposed to do Chafifa or Erev Yom Kippur. She can't go to the mikvah on Lel Yom Kippur. She goes Motzei Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur, she does Chafifa. Leaves everything like she's supposed to. Then she goes to the mikvah, as a minig. That's how the Sugi of Tshuva over here. Now the question is, negate the Motzei Yom Kippur. Number one, does she have to go to the mikvah? And number two, if she does, could she go make a bracha? Is this Mamish L'Shelo, Rabbi L'Bi'echon over here? Does she have to go to the mikvah? And could she make a bracha? So first, negate the locha going to the mikvah, the locha and sim kuv tzadik zayin over the Sifei. If a person goes in day 7, the Mechaba says, osloit filo. The shach being done the bach, to be chosh the rabbi shito, loy osloit filo. The Shach himself ends off, Toiv l'hach ma'hech de'efshir. So Vada, if she went day 7, Avada she should go much to Yom Kippur. That's klar, not worse than any case of Makam Oynis, which you, not worse than any case, Aleph. Question now, negate to the sugi of a bracha. Can she make a bracha or not? It's come along in Ches Yitzchok, and when he's a shu about this in Chelik Vav, and then in Chelik Tess again, he says two Yisraelis over here. Number one, he gets about the idea of Kvon lehepoch. We have Kvon not to mekayim the mitzvah, that's be ma'akim the tefillah itself. Person says, I'm going to the mikvah, not to mekayim the mitzvah tefillah bailo. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah tefillah bailo. Aleph. They say the second chiddush, and I'm going mitzad shuva, it's nichl neged kvon lehepoch. And then he says, you go Motzei Yom Kippur, and you also make a bracha. Ad kan minchas Yitzchok. Oh, so it's a massive chiddush. Yesh lo na how far to take it. Okay, it's massive. First, take this specific case. Meister, the fact that he's saying Kvon Lehepel and Meister works over here. So, already, the Orcha Shulchan in the Shechita discusses a person that does Shechita as Kvon Lehepel not to Mekan the Mitzvah. He says, V'chiyala Ladas, that's not Mekan the Mitzvah Shechita, I'll bring your Raya. From Tefillah the Mikvah, he writes in Simon Gimel. Wait, thinking Isha goes to the Mikvah, Kvon Lehepel, it's not Mekan the Tefillah over here. It's Raya in the case of Tefillah. Once we learn our sugi is not a sugi mitzvah kavano, it's a sugi of a hechshir mitzvah. Instead of Yisrael, not do mitzvah kavano. Who creates kavano? Will happen or not? No shaykes. At the end of the day, the maaser is done over here. And the Mabrina brings it down, and the Maisa and the Mishmar bring down the Locha. Like, there's no Shaykhis. We're not discussing Mitzvah Kavano. Why do they point out? You're saying the idea of Tshuva is a Kvon Lehebach Nichol Gedo of against Tvila Baila? Why do I say that for? Maisa Swarm seem to get, not go this way. Dine Fish has a Tshuva about it. Shagamaya has a Tshuva about it. The Oskar when he brings it down, he says, you go to the Mikvah Motzi Yom Kippur. Asu Shach. B'li Bracha. B'li Bracha over here. What?
Why B'li Bracha?
Because the Tfilah was Chal when you went on day 7. You did
Chal. So the Mikvah is a Kaya Klaus Yom Kippur Yom Kippur. She can go. She would be Yaitse. It would be good.
According to the words of the Shach, Heichid Ef, she should go. Heichid Ef, Sheikh Nami. She's Mekayim Mitzvah. The Nefek Avila gives you an Eitzah. Don't do a full Chafi for every Yom Kippur. Have things in the Ma'akiv when you need to make the Bracha. Don't cut your nails, because something like that. Don't do something that's Ma'akiv you.
You're not Mekayim
real. Above you, a boss?
You're not Mekayim
real. You're not Mekayim real. I hear. You should love them.
So why doesn't she make a
bracha
every day?
On the day 7.
She's not going to be able to make a bracha.
We don't want to go during day 7. We want to go much Yom Kippur.
We need to have
one away
ready.
That's these are questions they built out upon our sukkah. Yeah. Maisa, not to get to us. As far as I know, all the Americans, they don't go. I don't know, right? You're American also. No one goes. Only the Israelis have the shower. What?
Can you go if she's going
to be going on day 7 going day 7? No, there's no problem going day 7. You're not going swimming day 7. She's not going mitzad tefillah b'ayla. She's going mitzad tshuva. It's like, discussed how, right? Mishmur, we saw already, the gate, clean out the oysa mokum, the gate, carry over here. Fine. The Chamud Neil over here, we're talking about the Pesach tshuva, it says, once we have the shach and taz, this is our loch over here, that b'li kavono, shalat ma'akav anach. However, let's say her friend pushed her in. The kavana of a friend will give kavana for her. Let's see, Gemara says that. Shall be the psuk and the Joshua. Like when a friend throws her in, her friend's kavana certainly works for her. On those words, come along the Chamud Neil Ksav Yad. The Chur Dakel Chaverto Avol Ish Loi Mahani. Only if your friend pushes you in, the man pushes you in, will not work. Now, the simple reading of this Pesach Teshuva is discussing the locha of the shach and the taz. When your friend pushes you in, dafka a lady works, not a man. Numas are chonim get involved with why. The Gemara says someone else pushes you in. What's the chil between a man and a lady? And there are things written upon this, trying to answer what pshat over here is. And basically, you want to argue the Chamud Neil. Maisa, now we had the Chamud Neil that is Ksav Yad. They found it. And they point out the Chamud Neil is not going on this halacha. He's going on the next halacha of the Ramah. The Ramah goes on further and says, when you pegeh somebody, should be pegeh chaverta first. He says, and not to be pegeh in a man, but pegeh in the isha. And he sends you to halacha ruch zanunim, and a man should not be pegeh her first, only ish pegeh her first. And therefore, as the Rushay Oz writes, habay kol musin nishpru alzer, numerous pens and quilts and ink were wasted upon this Pesach Teshuva. When you're malakid, you have to quote correctly on the rights to go here. It's a musar for the people who malakid things and they say things just misunderstood. Even though I wrote the word v'chulu, but sound like going in a different point over here. It's very important not to waste people's time, not to waste people's energy over here. To quote things incorrectly, wrong place, is mamish, is chaval. And this halacha we point out, going to the next sugya, not negate to our sugya, or we all pass, there's no chilik whether a man throws his wife into the mikvah, or an isha throws a man into the mikvah. The Ramo is mamshach in the sugya of tznias. Now, the Ramo brings down yisha kosru, you be very careful to be high the idea of going to the tefillah, v'chein nogu, and he ends off with a very stark loshen, as it says, or sheichim in behemo. All the place can bring down this idea over here to hide the idea you're going to the mikvah. Now the Swarm say Lav Dafka even going before to the mikvah, even coming out of the mikvah, the way how the article when he brings it down, he says it's improper for men to wait in the mikvah parking lot for the women to come out. You see who's coming out. Or he says also men should not congregate outside the mikvah, waiting all the husbands get together, waiting for the wives to come out. This is not the correct unhogging Klal Yisrael. The way how the Chutshoni and the Swarm bring down discussing. So the man daven b'yichidus belal tefillah. So it says, if you go down the minyan and your children are running around the place, let's say it's Friday night, and everyone wants to know where is your mother, and they realize she's in the mikvah, he says, it's not daven b'yichidus. It's more important daven b'yichidus, and people should not realize that their wife is not around. So the sugya of a mikvah. Another case we mentioned already, that this halach is lav dafka, that men should not know that women went to the mikvah, but even women should not know that women went to the mikvah. There seems to be a bad machlans in areas that women go to the mikvah together. It's a group thing to go do. It's only the Ruach Hanoga and Ashkofa, as one story already mentioned, from a Berkowitz, that the question was, a husband, a wife is Mekabel Shabbos. The question was, who to cut the nails? Should an other Isha cut the nails, or the husband cut the nails? You're passing the husband, not an other Isha, which are the Sugiot Sneas. Women should not know, not the Dafka men, women should not know the other woman went. I go to the mikvah, you see a Balanit there, you see a secretary there. It's not that you're causing it, they're there by Poyal, but you should not tell other people, even though they're your friend, and you share everything with them, or maybe in the oven we don't share everything with everybody.
What the hell
is wrong?
You shouldn't think of someone
else. It's not like Ramah's bringing down a person should be snuah below tefillah, so they're going to the mikvah. No. Halacha is no. They should. It's an in of husband and wife. It didn't sneeze, it's something private. It's not to get to other people. It's a private thing. The husband can know. But no one knows. You don't have to surprise your husband.
Afterwards.
If they find out, you don't tell them. No, you make it. Well, no. You will see. Well, the one question is they discuss. Let's say someone asks you, "Where we going now?" So the Gemara Daf of Gimel discussing as Rashi Tosfos learns the word. The Gemara is Purya. So I don't like some Ashur. Purim is Purim. Well, the way Rashi Tosfos learns Mitzvah the Sugya of Tznius, and they were discussing the next day. Right? When Rashi Tosfos was discussing the next day, and every Sefer brings down a person asks you where you're going, you might see a lie. That doesn't mean you can make up a whole story of 5-10 minutes. It means you might in the shek as much as you can. No, that is from sake. You say Beis Ampe, you better say Loshon of Beis Ampe. Meaning, let's say, for example, you know the secretary of the Baal Nit, her name is Rivka. You say, I'm going to go visit Rivka. You have to say, where Rifki is, right? So it's always better, or let's say, do Chafif in the mikvah, you relax for an hour. I'm going to go relax. Now, you can also say other things that are based on pain. It's always from might in your sheker. That's a cloud, but Klolius, when you're a shaker, it's always from might in the sheker. But let's say you cannot get away with things. Avadu, we lie straight out over here. When he asked the question to Shlomo Zalman, so we are freed and we're done in Shlomo, he asked, what you going to do? He said, not only are you allowed to, you should, and it's even good for the person hearing it, they should not know that you're going. As to else the person, he says, I'll give you an example. He says, sometimes people, they want to take me to Shlomo Zalman, to Shari Chesed, where my side live, and they tell me in the car, you know, I'm on the way to Shari Chesed. And I said, no, they were no way on the way to Shari Chesed, nor driving to Shari Chesed, they're going somewhere else. And they do it to make me feel better, my own ta'elis. Therefore, it's also not necessarily get a sheker. When someone's doing it for someone else's ta'elis, that's not sheker. But Fried writes, oh, Baruch Hashem, because a year and a half ago, my mom was told Shlomo Zalman on the way to Shari Chesed, and I know Shari is going there. Now, my mama, she made me feel better. But there's a klal again to shek, and one of the klalim is the idea of emes and sheker is toiv ra. What's the good thing? What's the correct thing? That's nichol neged of toiv. That's and whatever is the wrong thing, what's bad, that's nichol neged of ra over here. Therefore, when again to go to the mikvah, that's from orbing down the vada, we should remind what we say over, but the vada we should push to keep quiet, not tell other people neged this inyan. A second case building upon this, let's say a person will, if they go at night, people will find out. Are you supposed to hide out? But it's not the of. Can you go during the day? I mean, divided during 7 during the day, we don't go Mokom Oynis. But during 8 during the day, we go Mokom Oynis. Is this Nichol Neged of Oynis? That means if you go at night, people will find out. And you go during the day. The 8th day, no one will find out. Can you go during the day? So the Ramon Shuvo in Simon Yates, when he brings down Pshat in the Sugyo, Rav Mukhuzai says, one of the most cases is Avuloi. What's Avuloi? So Rashi's two Pshatim. One Pshat is there are potholes in the ground. When you walk, you'll fall inside the paddles over here. For example, on Shuvah, what's the big deal? Take a torch, take candles, and walk, and make sure you don't fall inside. So then, well, after most of the people will find out, and therefore, it's not the Sugyat Sneas, the Gemara is saying, go during the day. And therefore, all this warming down, and people find out at night that you're going to the mikvah, is Nichol, the Sugyat Oynis, you can't go during the day. So the Ben Ishchai, another example, people have very small houses. If kids will find out, all the kids at home, that you're going at night, you have a right to go during the day. Nichol Neged of Tznius. What? Oh, so that's hard. Today is very hard to find a mikvah that's open during the day. That's Echlami. Today is very hard to get it practical. But the concept, Shubai, that is Nichol, the idea of Tznius, and Matigo, even Nichol Neged of Einus. Therefore, they discuss different cases upon that. Let's say a person that they have tefillah to go on Thursday night. the Maria Asad, Yehuda Yala, has a tshuva that she has a mikvah to go Thursday night. Now, if she goes Thursday night, she works in the store, she'll have to close the store early, and everyone will know why she closed the store early. So the question the Maria Asad was asked, could she go not Friday night to push off her tefillah on Friday night? We know the loch is simkuf tzadik zayin, it's simk beis. So push off the tefillah, can they go Friday night or not? We have three sheets over there. We go to the middle sheet according to Taz's idea, they'll only be makam oinis can go Friday night, and not makam oinis can not go Friday night. So she asked the Yehuda Yala, can a person mitzad tznias not go Thursday night and go Friday night? Is that nichlus sugya according to Taz of oinis? You wrote back, you're doing mitzad sugya tznias, that is oinis, and even according to Taz, you can't go Friday night. Avozah being down in shuvah, that's nichl the get of oinis. The guy might see the issel question of Yashiv, Kodesh Shonei Vilmaisa, they want to be machmer. Practically, not much of a difference. You point out then, the Amor and Numus from go like the Amor, even Shloim Machm oinis, you can't go Friday night. That's another question, how far to take this yisayid over here. They do discuss the other way. Let's say, mitzad the sugya of tznias, a person, well, let's say they want to, it's Erev Shabbos, they'll come Friday night, and people will see they're not wearing, putting on makeup. Can you put on makeup on Erev Shabbos and go to mikveh with makeup on? It's not the sugya of tznias. Once you have this Ramah over here. So this is a question to Amosha. Amosha says no. To Maisha, we have Ramah, lachat chila, take off everything. The loch in the gate of tznias is you should not go tell them, you should not go do something. For the fact that they figure it out, that's not what the Ramah over here means. The words that Ramah over here is you should not do lepifnei abrias. You're the one who's doing it, telling it, causing it. They figure it out, they figure it out. And therefore, the Swami says there is no etter to put on makeup for a night because people figure it out. Another example is from this class. What?
They never go out, so you
chop
right away.
Fine, but the people chop. That's not nichol get of tznias.
Nothing. You're allowed to go for tomorrow. You have to down
yechidus. It sounds like there's a little bit difference. One is negate to the chatzitza in the mikvah itself, the tefillah itself. Maisa dam yechidus. You get about first of all, the whole chiyuv of tefillah mekhlali is a shtadl, and here it's better l'chor to hide the idea of mikvah. That's true, economic. It could be at the same head, but I think you have to judge what's more important.
Do we see in this Mahavi Asad's lot like
Mikvah? No, she calls Mikvah, they figure it out by herself. It sounds like different levels over here. Again, it sounds like there are different levels in the ghetto. True, and Moshe, they figure it out by themselves, but still, it's still better for them not to find out. That means Avada is clear, better not to. Is that Nichol, or Sheikh of Behemoth, or not Nichol, or Sheikh of Behemoth? Maskim. That could be why those want to argue Maria Asad for that reason. That's why we actually could want to argue. Although it's a good time. What do you mean? We have Ramah in this mutter. Could be that's good with the machalikis over here. They say also they get to eating basar. Let's say it's Yimeichol, you want to eat basar at a simcha, and people figure it out. So Swam say, mitzad the sugya of tznias, there's no heter. They say mitzad the sugya of busha, there might be a heter to eat basar. Not mitzad the sugya of tznias over here. They do discuss, let's say Yechidim will figure it out. Should be doicha tefillah. So she push off the next day. So the old swam come out saying no. Again, if Rabbi will find out and send the sugi of tznias, what's the bed on Ogre? Be doicha the tefillah or not? Not that simple among the swam what to go do. What's the correct thing to go do? What? No, be doicha the tefillah. I'm not discussing go during the day or night. The question should be doicha. Let's say people find out that you want to make for she doicha the tefillah. Tzad mitzvah peruvu, mitzvah that she to your husband. What's the better on Ogre to go do? She has a right to go to the mikvah 100%. No. It's the question was 8 at night or 8 during the day. The question over here is it better? So, first, the person with feel that people will figure it out. I mean, some of the people will figure it out. She push her far at night. So, by chidim say avada not. By rabbi the shalom among the swarm. Fine. The last thing over here. Come along the Ramad being down from the Sharidua, when a person comes out from the mikvah, she should be Bager in her friend, and she be Bager in something that's Davatomai, Chai Behemo, if she is a Yer Shemaim, or Anoshima Vader, taxes of a titful. She go back to the mikvah a second time over here. So, first, the question is what is the Girsa of the Sharidua? Is the Girsa Pagas or Nagas? Is it bumping into or touching? Was the Girsa Yifka or the Girsa Yiga? With a fe, without a fe? That means coming to the Tyre has two gear size, and the question is just meeting the person or touching the person. Maskon of the Siddur Tyre is the Maisa, meeting the person, seeing the person, the Maisa is enough. However, the kids that come along it says to be chosh of the other Gersa and to touch the other person. That's why there are Balanit, when they come out, they shake your hand, or they touch the person for this reason, and most of them seem to be chosh of the other Gersa for the Balanit or somebody to touch her, and not Nichol Negeda of dafka pagas, meaning with the idea of touching over here. Now, when it says to be begir something first, there's two things over here. There's what type of person is causing being begir, and then we have these balachayim, these different animals to be begir. First, to get to a person who to be begir first. So first, very clear, the shapling of the shaydur should not be a goy. So this form should not be a rosho. So this form should not be a apikoris. Says the Shach again, there should not be an Am Oretz. The Pesach Chu brings down what the get of Am Oretz is. He says, if Chamun Daniel, someone does not know Kriya Shema. It says, what?
If you're saying that Pergam means to touch, and it goes the cool off.
It should be Choshe both ways.
No,
it sounds like the Choshe both ways. Choshe both ways. And they said, not only that, even a Chiloni who can read Kriya Shema, especially in this country, come with this form of Vazan or Tayyar Sabayas, and being done also should not be a Chiloni over here. The being done should not be a case of Matsaro. The main question they discuss is that, what about a nida? It says over here in the Rura Moh, Shlivka ba dava tomei. Is nida nichal negeda of a dava tomei? And this, therefore she should not be the balanit. Now usually the balanit is someone's older, is a keno. A lot of times it's not really the issue that comes up. But sometimes the younger, or someone, she's a keno who has no husband. The question is to make sure she is tahira or not. So the Sarius Petruva goes back and forth about this. He ends up a vada yishlizar. A part of it brings down a person should be chayshish. Most of them are makel over here. First of all, they point out a couple of reasons. Ramos says, Shivka bo chaverto. A friend should be pegeher. Chaverto means any friend. Does not give any limitation over here. Second, we'll go back to Sif Mem. The Mechaba's words are, who's a balnet? Someone who's a gedolah and a yehudis. That's all it says. The Ramos, somebody should have pointed out, she should not be a case of a nidah. And however, the most important way they point out, everyone discussing a sus and a chamor and a gomel. I mean, when was the last time you bumped into them, especially by a mikvah over here? Probably the most common case. Probably the most common case you should discuss is a nida. The fact that they do not bring down, they're discussing horses and camels and chazirim and dogs and everything, but they're not discussing a nida. The steamers that plaking do not bring down, not be bringing the nida. That should be the first thing. Almost seven is a nida there. In the case of a sus, sounds like the fact that Amol says, Beger b'chaverta, the mice is not a problem. And therefore, most of them bring down that chaverta means anyone, whether she's a nida or not. That's the get to the person. The get to Balchayim, so first of all, what Balchayim is discussing, so it's very clear, it means any behemotome, any chayotome, whether it's a gomel, a camel, or they point out practically a dog, when they get a cat, when they get to chamor, when they get to chazir, only a sus is a shell among this farm. Should be personally machmir in the case of a sus or not. What exactly is the machlokes yishlod and yishlayin over here? Not to practically get to us. They do just say, let's say you go to the ocean and there are fish there. What about fish? Or the birds there flying around? There are birds over there. So they point out the words of the Shulchan Aruch over here, the Ramah, is chayu behemo. We don't have a mission about Bava Kama in the fifth paragraph that says nichal chayu behemo is oif. No mission that says about Hasinai and a case of Hasimov. Let's say over there, negate this India over here. And therefore, yeah, anything, kosher, non kosher, doesn't say anything over there. Right, non kosher doesn't say that. So, nothing real. The Pasha's from to bring down all these interesting cases, not fish and not the case of birds, sound like does not apply this Indian. But already they point out, what about Shirotsim? Bugs. Some of the reason they have all these animals, but they don't discuss different bugs. So, come on again, the Sheva Kasir Shuva, and it sounds like from this farm that over here in Mice there is no reason to be mach in the case of bugs, which can be common in a mikvah. You come out. Mice, when we asked this question to Chaim Knievsky, he wrote back Ulai. The Shuri Tire wants Machal, really depends what type of bug. One time, if it's a fly, no one gets worried about it. But let's say it's one of these big Israeli cockroaches, especially if you're an American over here, and you get mispoiled by it. One time, the whole thing over here is something that affects you, and you see it, and it means something to you. You see a sus chamor, means something to you. So one time, there's something that means something to you, maybe chanami, you do have a bayah, should be choshish, beside this Indian. As you mentioned last time, it's time to eat a toy, and make sure the mikvah is clean from all these insects, and not exactly that nice to be there. People not exactly appreciate it. Now, let's say they do not have a friend to be begeh tchilo, so it's from being down a shevet ha-musar, that isha should have in the mind, either to most of a husband, to most of a tzaddik, based upon the Gemara of Yechanan. The main shah of this course is a balanit enough? Or do you have to be someone besides a balanit? The question is over here is when the Ramah says, she yitzis min ha-tfilah, she comes out from the tfilah, means coming out of the building of the mikvah or coming out of the mikvah. They point out, let's say she'ilis min ha-tfilah, she comes out from the water. It says she yitzis min ha-tfilah, she comes out from the place where the tfilah is. come on, Shiach Moshe, and the Kleiserberger wants to be Choshish and says it has to be out from the building. That's the Begir Techilo. And then you have a problem, right? You have a massive issue. If you go to this Mahalach, you have a massive issue. Maskim.
And then all the mikvahs in the worst places. So
then you mean, the Pais Yemoinim says the Pasha, he says not the way. He says the Aloch over here means coming out from the mikvah. And again, I'll be the Gemara and Pesachim over here. And then this one, but it coming down not like the Kleiserberger, it means the Baal Nitl-Mais is enough. That's why again, the Baal Nitl-Mais shakes your hand, or Tajr, that seems to be the Hog among this farm. The Baal Nitl-Mais is enough. Now the Gemara's case is discussing when we have a husband and wife, both are white. And then a case of the kid came out being a Kushi. The Gemara asked how the Maisa that happened, because he said the first person they saw was a Kushi. So maybe Baal Nitl-Mais should not be a Kushi, it's a question. But over here, that whoever you see, the Gemara is very clear, that the person you see will affect the child that comes out. Building upon that, says this to the Tyro, let's say you have no das to Mishamish that night. Maybe Echnami, you don't have to worry about the Sigyo. Says the Tyro, you're right, you don't have to. Let's say a person is a Kano, says the Shai Tyro. Also, you have to worry about this Indian. So, I don't know what Sefer Chasim is referring to. Nothing at all. No, that's the game when don't plant up Tashmish that night. Else, you have a night there. That means how the Sigyo of affecting the child coming out. We asked a question of Chaim Knievsky, and he actually wrote back, you should always be worried about this Indian over here. Whether she's Zakeno, whether she's Muberes, always worry about the Indian. Fine. Shiloh. Let's say a person went Friday night, he came out, it was Poyol, bumped into first a case of a Chazir or a Kelev or a cat. So then, can you go back Friday night? They point out, we go back to the Shach, it's in Kuf Salik Zayin. In Monoshach, it's in the base Lech Mehuda, the Archa Shulchan, the Maisi can't go back. Either Mitzad didn't have Tefillah Mitinoi, or Mitzad is near to Mekal. The Maisi can't go back Friday night. Now, Kamal Lashach, and bring down the Gedi Mor Pesachim, that has a Maisi over there, the Isha comes after the Mikvah, and the man bumps into her. The Gemara says, if he's Mishamash first, then he had to buy a mitzvah of Sakana, Ruach Zanunim. If she's Mishamash first, she has a buy of Sakana, of Ruach Zanunim. Ruach Zanunim. The Eilam puts it under the ghetto of Shmizikov and Nefesh Sakana, Ruach Zanunim. It's not a good thing. Dov Acha is Tsiras. What does that mean? They put it under Sakana, right? That category. It's not good, Ruach Zanunim. Have a spirit of Znos. Right. Not a good thing. My Tekante, the Gemara brings down a Pasuk, Shverich Buz on the Divim. Now, the Shach is very clear what Pasuk we're referring to. It's the Shiloh. The way the Gemara brings down a Pasuk in Tehillim, a Shverich Buz on the Divim, Ya'asem B'soyo Loi Derech. The way it told us, Aaron brings down a Pasuk in Eov, ends off in Maziach Afikim Rifo, and the Yaakov brings down a Pasuk in both. Shverich Buz on the Divim, and one in Tehillim and in Eov. The other the Shach ends off, which one to go say? You say the Maisa both. And all this farming down, you say both psukim over here. So first shell is, what does it mean you began the isha? And then later, case of ruach zinunim. Again, depends on your tashmash first. When you pegay her, the first one who's pegay her, and therefore the balnit was pegay her, the ma'aseh that's enough, means anyone who's pegay her, anyone who's pegay her when it comes out from the mikvah, has this problem. They point out, Taisvus and psukim, nafkofiyot, a lot earlier, seem to really discuss this in you know here. As the Gemara brings down that Yochanan sat on the Shari Tefillah. In fact, Taisvus, the Maisi of a Bayam, it's the Indian of Ruach Zanunim over here. So Taisvus gives three Tirotsim over here. His first Tirot is he was the second one, not the first one. His second Tirot is being Pagaya bumped into, not he was sitting there waiting. And his third Tirot is that Yochanan said the Psukim. He said, oh, these two Psukim over here. They point out, depends what Tirot you're going with. According to the first Tirot, he's the second one. And the idea of being Pagaya means not for the first one, not the second one. But the second and third teretz sound like to argue on the first teretz, and that any time you're being pegeya coming out of the mikvah, you have a bayam, it's in the ruach zinunim. The maisa, the chodeshonim being down, he says anyone who's being margish that she came out from the mikvah, that means if you stop meter, you don't know when she went to the mikvah, it's not negeya. But any time the person being margish she came out from the mikvah is nichol v'choshiv with the other two tzimotaisvus, you have bayam, it's the sugyovia, and maisa say over the psukim. Which leads to a big problem, if you know Rav Reuben Rechov Agassi. Rechov Agassi, for some odd reason, the mikvah is built underneath the shul. Now, if you know Rechov Agassi, there are five shuls there. On the corner is Rav Adi Yosef. Next to it is Chasidim. Next to that is Rav Reuben called Bnei Torah. Across from that is Rav Gold, underneath is the Temani. The five shuls, the 400, 500 people come out Friday night. The mikvah comes out right mamish to them. And besides during the week and also Friday night, imamish shinoshim all the time. They go with no makeup, they go with their handbag, they go with this new, they're going inside this door. Some of the reason the door is not on the side, the door mamish goes out straight to the street. And it was built incorrectly. The Medina built it, or I don't know who built it, I'm not really sure. Mamish incorrectly. And the mamish leases problem. I bump into them, I went to shul to say with the psukim. No, it's partially I try to go on the other side. It's mamish, it's built incorrectly. And it comes out, if you go to Mahalav Chodeshani, your mamash had a zibaya of Ruach Zinim over here. Which now leads, in the psukim, two questions over here. First of all, who says the psukim? Does the man say it or the lady? Va'id, if the man says it, the health of the lady. Two different questions. So first on the Bada Shulchan, when he brings it down, he says, who says it? The man says it. Alav. Second thing they get involved with, when the man says it, come on the Shari Torah. What? Oh, so they don't say that. He should say it, that's number one. And number two, the Shari Torah says it should be Shkur Alpiv, the person, and it'll help for both of them. The Maisa, the Masha in the Sugyo, he discusses that according to Tosfos, he says over, the Rabbi Yochanan is saying over this Teretz, over the third Teretz, he's saying over the Pasuk. In fact, Tosfos Masha, Bishloim Rabbi Yochanan. I know about the Isha over here. Is it not Mustafa that Isha knew to say over this? No, Isha doesn't know these halachas, say over these psukim over here. And Void, he says, Maisa, for him it works, her, the Maisa doesn't work. So you have a Masha that says over, the psukim will help for him, not for her. And even when he says it, Maisa, again, two things, the Maisa, the psukim are for him, not for her, and does not even help for her. Maisa, again, you can argue the point again about Shulchan says the psukim are for him and it helps, and others will say it helped for her. Could be Masha saying, well, Shan Tais is all here. But this is Masha on the Sugya that said the Maisa only he's singing and not her, and it only helps to him, and the Maisa not for her. The Maisa said, when you build mikvahs, and the Shem, you should build them the right way. There's no Sugya of Sneas. I try very hard never to pass by that door over there, not around the time of Shkia. I try very hard to always go across the street and not look down, I look at them, because my see a bayer of Zanunim, even if it helps me, a lot of time it helps them. Even if I know they say over the psukim over here, but it is a little bit of a hassle to go find the psukim until when you say from the shackle here, I don't know how to say the oisius correctly, so I have to go look it up there, say the oisius correctly over here. It's a hassle in itself. Fine, Akkad Sim Kutz Adiches, the get to Chatzitis over here, the loch is very simple, you move everything. Everything else in the get to Allah Bidiyev, and then you have to go iskru after what to go do. Bereshem, tomorrow we'll go to Simon Reish over here. Negeta has two ideas. One, Negeta Sugya Bracha, which we'll do tomorrow. And the Sugya Negeta, Liberois Erva, Gila Erva, the Einavois Erva, the second half. Those are going to be Monday and Tuesday. Atzlacho.